بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب جعل النوافل في البيت سواء الراتبة وغيرها، والأمر بالتحويل للنافلة من موضع الفريضة أو الفصل بينهما بكلام. This is a chapter on it being mustahab, desirable, of performing the optional salah, the nafil salah, at home, but not the fard salat. Fard salat, men have to read in the masjid. Regarding the nafil salah, then the command is that whether it is optional salah, like we have the nafil salah, or the sunnah, you can read that at home. And then also there is a command to read the nafil salah away from the place where the person read the fard salah. So for example, zuhur salah, Maghrib Salah, Isha Salah, after the Fard, then the person can move from the place where he read the Fard Salah. Obviously, if it is possible for him to move to the back, or to the side, or front, obviously if there are people who are reading Salah still, you cannot go in front of them. But if people have completed the Salah, and it is possible for the person to move away from the place where he read his Fard Salah, then he should do so, or he should separate the fard salah and the nafil salah by speaking to somebody, talking or making salam. Now, talking does not mean making a noise and gossiping in the masjid, no. The purpose of this is to show that the fard salah, which was specific, it was special, now it has terminated. If the person reads the nafil salah immediately after his fard salah in the same place, then it will seem as though he is reading this one salah, and the same salah he is reading the fard, it is so many rakats. Therefore, it is mustahab now to move away from that place. Either next to you or somebody moves, you just sit in that place, or you separate it by making salam to some person, or you say something to a person. This shows that that salah, the fard salah, has now completely terminated, and now you are reading a nafil salah. And Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلوا أيها الناس في بيوتكم فإن أفضل الصلاة صلاة المرء في بيته إلا المكتوبة متفق عليه. زيد بن ثابت رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O people, perform your nafil salah in your homes. Your salah in your home, meaning your nafil salah. The best salah is the man's salah in his home, except for the fard salah. In other words, besides the fard salat, you can read your nafil, your sunnat at home. Sometimes the person is early, zuhur time has entered, you at your workplace or at home, you got your musalla there, you can read your sunnat and then come to the masjid to perform your fard. So fard you must read in the masjid. You can read your sunnat and nafil as we do in the masjid, there's no problem at all. In fact, in our times, because we become so lax, perhaps a person will go home and forget to read his nafil and sunnah. Therefore, ulama say that for us, we read it here in the masjid, there's no problem. However, somebody may be staying right next to the masjid, very close to the masjid, and it is possible for him to read his sunnat and then come on time for the fard, or immediately after the fard, he goes and he reads his sunnat at home. This also shows us sometimes we think the person is going away and not reading his sunnat and nafil. We do not know, perhaps he's reading at home. And in many cases, the person may be going home to fulfill this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that after the first salat, he's gone home and he's reading his sunnah and the remaining salat, the nafil. وَعَلِي بْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ سَلَّمُ قَالْ اِجْعَلُوا مِنْ صَلَاتِكُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوهَا قُبُورًا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيمٌ. As Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, perform some of your salahs. Again, sunnat, nafil, not the fard. Perform some of your salah in your homes, and do not make your homes into the graveyards, the qabristan. When you're in the qabristan, the person cannot do any a'mal. Those who are dead, the deceased, they are buried. Now they cannot do any, perform any salah, they cannot do anything. Therefore, do not make your homes like a qabristan. Read some salah at home. There'll be barakah, there'll be noor. Shayateen will be chased away. The environment will change. Your children who are growing up, they will see us performing salah. They will also get encouraged to perform salah. So some salah, we read at home. For example, our tahajjud salah, sometimes ishraq, sometimes salatul duha, chash salat, or whatever other nafil we have, read some nafil namaz at home, and do not make our homes like a qabrastan where there's no good deeds been taking place by the deceased. Like that, don't make our homes like a qabrastan. He said Quran, dhikr, tilawat, and especially some nafil. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayah, jami' al-amal. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.